God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. It's amazing how quickly we can settle for a God that can do nothing when push comes to shove. Oftentimes when circumstances change or opportunities broaden, we settle for money or for our own abilities or for the abilities of others instead of the God who has shown himself to be true throughout our own history. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, Moses was telling the children of Israel they had a choice. If they would serve God, God would bless them. And the first verses of chapter 28, there are all kinds of blessings that came from their just serving God, obeying God, following God. Then there's a series of curses beginning in verse 15. If you will not listen to God, these are the things that will happen. And it's just a long grocery list of horrible calamities. The most interesting of which is found in verse 36 and then repeated in verse 64, where the Bible says, "The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone." So what was going to happen? Well, it wasn't just that they would serve other gods, like that was an improvement. That was literally part of the curse. If they would not follow God Jehovah, they would serve other gods. Notice that it's other gods which they did not know. They had no history with these gods. These are gods that had never once freed them from bondage. They hadn't brought them out of Egypt. They hadn't provided food from heaven. They hadn't made the seas to part so Israel could exit Egypt. They didn't know these gods, and yet they were serving these gods. And then notice he mentions specifically they were gods made of wood and stone. Now, it doesn't matter what the gods are made of. They, you know, nicer gods that we would presume would be made of gold and silver. But they were gods that had lips that could not speak and eyes that could not see and ears that could not hear. They were impotent. They could do nothing. And God says, both here and then again in verse 64, "There thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone." You know, the truth is, we are doomed to serving a God which can do nothing when we ignore the God who knows us. It's easy when things change. For instance, we're coming into a new land, as Israel was. We have new opportunities or new problems. To think that God is somehow no longer sufficient. It's good for us to remember who God is. Remember that He is the God who's helped us in the past. And that one of the blessings of life is to know this God. And one of the curses of life is to serve gods that can do nothing.